this flight has to be kind of a bittersweet flight for you and a lot of other folks in the shuttle program, I guess.
Yeah, it's been an interesting training flow because of that. You know, we've had a lot of, this is the last time we're going to have this class, or this is the last time that we're going to interact with these people in Florida. This is the last time this instructor is teaching this class. And it's really been kind of sad because some of these people, of course, are leaving their jobs after they're finished training us. And yet it's hard to look back on the shuttle program and not be kind of happy and excited about what it's accomplished over the last three decades as well.
This program started while you were still in high school, I guess, and now you're kind of seeing the end of it. But where do you go after this flight? Have you given thought to your own future with NASA?
No, actually, I've been so focused on the mission, I haven't really been able to think about anything more than a couple months ahead. But, you know, there's plenty of opportunities in the astronaut office to fly long-duration missions, and there'll be opportunities for people to help build the next generation of vehicles. So there's still a lot going on here.
Tell me about Raffaello.
Raffaello will be stuffed to the gills with all kinds of things that we're taking to the space station. It's actually the heaviest MPLM we've ever flown. We've got enough consumables to get through the next year and a half, lots of science experiments, lots of spare parts, and we're going to be very, very busy on board emptying it out and filling it back up.
Is this going to be a permanent part of the space station, or is this something that can be detached and moved back and forth?
Yeah, this one will be actually detached and brought back to Earth. We did leave Raffaello's cousin, if you will, on board on 133, and that's sort of become a permanent closet there on the space station.
You're one of only four people on the crew this time. That's a much smaller crew than we've had for the last many missions. Why only four this time?
Yeah, and the size of the crew is actually driven by the rescue scenario that we have to institute. If you recall, after Columbia, we came up with a policy that we would always have another shuttle ready to go in case the previous shuttle, as it launched, found damage on it, wouldn't be able to return, so we have another shuttle able to go up and rescue the crew. Since we're the last shuttle, we don't have another shuttle available to rescue us, and that means our rescue scenario involves returning on the Russian Soyuz vehicle. So the way that scenario works is there will be one of us coming down with each Soyuz vehicle that returns over the next year. And so with four people, it does take a year to get us back. And so you want to minimize the exposure that you have to that risk. And so four people was determined the maximum you need to fly the minimum you need to fly the shuttle and the maximum you'd want to have in case you had to invoke the rescue scenario.
Well, we hate to think about the rescue scenario, but the fact is you did spend 4.5 months on a previous mission in space. Would spending a year in space on something like this be at all daunting to you?
No, not at all. You know, the space station is you know, practically my home as well, and I certainly can draw on my space station training and help Doug and Fergie and Rex get acclimatized to it, and I think it would be it'd actually be quite a treat.
Tell me more about your role. Will you be doing any work outside the space station during this experience?
Actually, I'll be doing the robotics work with Doug Hurley to support the space station. Because we are a crew of four, you know, typically the shuttle crew will bring their spacewalkers with them, but because we're a small crew, we're actually having this two station crew members, Mike Fossum and Ron Guerin, who were already on station at the time when we arrived, they'll be doing the spacewalk. That'll be going on while we're there. Rex will be doing sort of the choreography part of the spacewalk, and Doug and I will be doing the robotic support.
I have to ask you where we go after the shuttle as far as the United States space program is concerned. What's out there next for us?
Well, certainly we've been flying the International Space Station now for over a decade. We will continue to send astronauts not only from the United States but from all of the International Space Station countries to the space station. We've got a great, thriving science program and technology development program there. As far as NASA goes, our next human spaceflight endeavor with respect to vehicles that we're building will be targeted to go out of low Earth orbit. That's the next shift you'll see in the human spaceflight policies, only working the space station for the next 10 years and shifting our focus to get out of low Earth orbit and explore the surrounding parts of the solar system.
Will you be taking anything special up with you because this is the last flight?
We have a few things, but you're going to have to wait like everybody else. We're getting that question a lot. We have some plans on how we're going to celebrate the fact this is the last flight.
Well, I'm trying to remember whether it's one of the Gemini flights or one of the Apollo flights. The last Apollo flight, I saw a picture of some of the astronauts with a sign on their back saying, "The end." Are we going to see signs taped on the back of this crew saying, "The end," or anything?
Well, I'm not going to give away any of our plans. You'll have to watch.
Okay. The shuttles come back and they become museum pieces. Should they be, in your mind, is there still life in these shuttles? Would they still be usable? Do they need to go to museums right now?
Well, you know, of course, that was the great controversy that we were dealing with after the Columbia accident when we were reevaluating what to do with the human spaceflight program and the shuttles in particular. And at that point, it was determined that, okay, you know, these vehicles have been flying for way beyond what we thought would be their useful life. And airframes wear out and you know, these kinds of vehicles wear out. And so in 2010, we have to make a decision on whether we want to recertify these vehicles, which would involve a huge amount of resources to look at them, if you will, with a fine-tooth comb and make sure they're safe to continue to fly, or take that money and those resources and invest in a program that moves us forward in our plans for space exploration, i.e. out of low Earth orbit. So that decision was actually made a long time ago that we would use the resources in that manner.